You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What's the line that you get the most?
The Rich Eisen Show.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, actor Jeremy Swift, still to come. PGA Tour winner Jackson Koivin. Tampa Bay Times Bucks writer Rick Stroud. Your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Keeping an eye going on all fronts involving the National Football League. Training camps opening up absolutely everywhere. It's now time to get to our next guest right here on this program. I've got a power rankings later on this hour, top running backs. I've got my four downs on the Cincinnati Bengals. I've got some phone calls. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Mike Del Tufo, he's playing hurt today.
Yeah.
You've got back issues. Mike, the one thing I'm just going to suggest you don't do
swing
with a back issue is watch Jackson Koivin swing at the club because you'll throw your back out again. Here he is, fresh off of his first career win as a professional golfer at age 21, holding off Scottie Scheffler in just his third career PGA Tour as a professional start. Good to see you, Jackson Koivin. How are you, sir?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's life changed for you over the last few days?
Not much. I mean, I soaked it in on Sunday and then headed to Detroit on Monday for a new tournament.
How does one soak it in? How did you soak it in?
I enjoyed it with my dad on the golf course after the tournament, and then did a little fishing.
That's it? Fishing?
That's awesome.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
On Sunday night, you went fishing?
Yeah.
Where?
On the golf course.
Okay. I've got some follow-up questions. Did you catch anything?
No, but no, I followed up the groundskeeper, and he showed me a picture of a 42-inch northern pike he caught. So I know there's fish in there. I just didn't get as lucky as I did on the golf course.
So what? Hold on a second. So there's fish in the water on the golf course? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
What hole? There's
all of them. Totally, there's great fishing on them.
Did you know this, Chris?
I saw the video and the pictures of him fishing directly after the round. I did not know that there was potentially a 42-incher in there. That's amazing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. What requires more patience, fishing or playing golf?
Fishing.
Oh, sure. Really?
Yeah.
All right. When did you realize that you could play golf at a particularly high level, Jackson?
Well, I played most sports growing up, and kind of around seventh to eighth grade, I started getting better at golf, and I don't really have the football or basketball build, so I decided to kind of pursue that, and I was already pretty good at it, so getting into high school, I started leveling up.
And when did you start, breaking par consistently in your world, Jackson?
Probably end of middle school into high school.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a dream for Cage, is it not, Chris?
Yeah, my son is six, Jackson, so, he's also out there balling. But yes, that'd be great.
Okay.
I'm and counting down the days till he can beat me.
And was your mom, dad a player at all or no?
My dad played recreationally, and that's how I kind of got into it. I just would tag along with him to the golf course, and then I just kind of fell in love with it and started asking him to go instead of him asking me.
Okay.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Sounds
familiar. So you're an eighth grader breaking par. Is that really what you said? Your seventh grader, eighth
around,
grader
breaking par? I would par? Say around there, yeah.
From the tips of a golf course?
Depends on the golf course we played, but sometimes we play a little further up. Sometimes we play the tips, but yeah.
All right. So what's the course that you broke par or, you know, won a tournament at when you were a young age that we would be like, get out of here. You played on that course. Like what course do you recall? Like, this is pretty sweet for me. I'm playing this course and I'm good enough to win here, Jackson.
Yeah. The AJGA tour, it's a junior golf tour kind of across the country. They had some really sweet spots we could play on. Actually next week's event, at Sedgefield, the Wyndham Championship, there's a junior event there, and then they have a nice one at TPC Sawgrass. So those are two of my favorites growing up. Those are a little more into the end of high school when I started getting into those, but there's some good golf courses we get to play.
And how are you able to focus, Jackson? You know, like, to be honest with you, so many people your age are, you know, phone addicted, not able to zero in on things. A lot of attention span theater, but you're able to dial in. I imagine at one point look at a leaderboard and go, okay, Scottie Scheffler, I got to hold him off to win here today, which you then did. How do you do it?
I think it's just the love of the game. I really enjoy playing golf, and it's something I've always been able to really hone in on. Like you said, I mean, my attention span isn't great either, but for some reason, golf is something I'm really focused on.
Okay. What do you mean your attention span is not great either? What do you mean?
Just like sometimes when I'm doing other stuff, it's really easy to just kind of lose track and mentally zone out. But like I said, like I just love golf. So it's just easy for me to lock in on it for 4 hours.
What do you love about it, Jackson?
I love it's you're almost playing against yourself. You kind of control your own destiny. I love team sports too growing up, but golf was always something where it's like I have full control over everything and I'm playing against the golf course. Obviously, you're playing against other competitors, but at the end of the day, it's like what can you go shoot and how much work can you put in to get to that point?
Jackson Coivin here on the Rich Eisen Show. How much did NIL play in your decision to hold off turning professional, Jackson?
Zero. NIL was definitely a bonus of college for me, but just the opportunity to go play at a great school like Auburn with some great players that pushed me to get better was the huge thing for me. I had the opportunity to turn pro after my sophomore year, and I just simply wasn't ready. The PGA Tour lifestyle is definitely a little different, and I just didn't really feel like I was mature enough to come out here and focus week in and week out and do this for a living. And then after my junior year, I already mentally decided I was ready to turn pro, and I'm glad I waited. And I feel like I've gotten to that point in my life where I'm mature enough to come out here and compete every week.
Well, I imagine the glad you're waiting might be somewhat results oriented, but what else? Why, how do you know now that you were not ready then?
Just like I said, like my maturity levels definitely grew through my junior year. After my junior year, I felt like I did pretty much everything I could in college. There's a few things I would have liked to check off the box, but that's getting a little picky. And, but yeah, it's like I said, it's a different lifestyle than college golf. And I was well aware of that when I had that opportunity in sophomore year. And you only get college once, and I was already cutting it a year short, and I just didn't feel like I was ready to cut it too short.
Okay. So how is it different? I mean, you've only been on the tour for a brief bit. How is it free time? What's the challenge here? Jackson?
Yeah, college is great because you get to travel with six guys and then two coaches who are looking after you and making sure you're doing the right things, feeding you, and you get to spend time with some of your brothers. And when you get out on tour, like, you have your friends, but it's a lot more lonely and self-oriented. So I think you just kind of have to be more on top of what you're doing to succeed.
Okay. And so who's in your circle now?
Yeah, I don't have a huge circle. My coach comes when he can, but we mainly talk over the phone. My parents kind of come to one or the other. It's just still getting used to it. I mean, this is my fourth start, and just really trying to take it all in and enjoy. That's kind of been my mindset.
Interesting. So are you binge watching anything? Like, what are you doing? What do you got, Jackson? What are you doing?
Been spending a lot of time at the golf course. Whether it's just coming here early to eat and hang out,
okay.
Sitting in your hotel room alone is kind of boring. And
yeah.
It's pretty easy, like, doom scroll on Instagram and get lost on Twitter. But just trying to not spend as much time just in the hotel room.
Yeah, the meals are free at the course, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The spreads, not bad. Pretty good. I like that. Who? How many texts did you have? The grand total number. When you got back to your phone after winning on Sunday, Jackson?
It was like 250 to 300. It was a pretty large amount. I'm still kind of trying to go through them. I kind of feel bad if I don't respond to them, but I appreciate the support. I mean, I heard from people I hadn't talked to in a long time, and it's cool.
Yeah, be careful, Jackson. I'm looking out for you here. You just spent about the last minute talking about your free time sitting in a hotel room doom scrolling, and somebody texts you saying congratulations. You should hit him back. I don't want to get you in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, you just basically told everybody I have time to look at my phone. Just be careful, all right? Like, this is now your next level. I'm just trying to help you out here. Drop a name, though. Give me the name of the person that you heard from that you were like, okay, this is pretty cool. I heard from after the win.
There is a couple. My agent used to work in basketball, so he called Chris Paul and Curry after I won, and that was got to talk to them, which was cool. And a couple former golfers, older golfers like JT and Billy Horschel and Russell Henley. It was cool to see some guys I looked up to shoot me a text.
All right, that's pretty cool. That's great. Curry, like, what did he say? Like, what's your conversation with Steph Curry like, Jackson? That's pretty cool, man.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too long, but he just said congrats, and he was kind of impressed the way I handled myself, and it was all good, kind words. And
what's your NFL team? Who's your NFL team?
Packers.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't detect a Wisconsin accent from you, Jackson.
My dad grew up in that area.
Okay.
And I went to Lambeau when I was like 3 years old, and I always liked watching Aaron Rodgers throw the ball, and just kind of grew a Packers fan from there.
Okay. And you're playing with Wyndham Clark and Keegan Bradley this week, huh?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you tell Wyndham we chatted, okay, Jackson? Because I haven't brought this up on this program yet, have I?
No,
the photograph exists. I don't know. We have it anywhere. It's. But I chatted with Wyndham Clark a week and a half before he wins. Back to back on the tour, right? Was Arnold Palmer? Was it?
They won the U.S. Open, right?
Before the U.S. Open. Yeah. Right. So just understand, talking to me puts you on a streak. Is basically what I'm saying. Okay. Just I just had to have half of a night with Wyndham Clark, and he goes on a run. So imagine what it's going to be like for you after having already won, and we talk. You know what I'm saying?
We can talk. We can talk every week if that's true.
Hey, listen, you know, I'll help you pass the time. You know what I mean? I'm not above being called a time killer. You know, in my life, you know, we could talk football too. The Packers. What do you think? Before I let you go, what do you think? For this year.
I think last year we were young. I got hopes, and you know, I I think Jordan Love's due for a really good year.
Yeah, as you know, age is just a number, Jackson. You know what I'm saying? You know that. Look at you. You're just sitting right here doing this.
Jackson, does the John Deere feel like 2 years ago instead of 2 weeks ago?
Yes, a little bit. That's actually in the town my dad grew up, so I have a lot of family friends there, and that's a pretty memorable event for me. So it kind of sticks in my brain a little longer, but it definitely does not feel like 2 weeks again.
Did you speak to Scottie Scheffler after winning? Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Pick up select Royal Purple Fuel System additives, buy one, get one free. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Did you ever?
I did not get the chance to talk to him, but I saw his interview and the kind words he had for me.
Congrats on everything going on,
man. Awesome, man.
I look forward to chatting with you more. Certainly, you know, good luck this week. Again, tell Wyndham I said hello. He'll understand that. And Keegan too. He's been on this program.
That's right.
Keegan's a Patriot fan.
Big New England guy.
Okay.
Keegan, yeah.
Do the Packers play the Patriots this year?
I don't.
Let's look that one up.
So.
Put something on it, Jackson. You know what I mean?
Actually, yes.
Is that right?
Week 9.
Week 9. Let's go. And throw that gauntlet down in the middle of his backswing. See how that works. Does that work? Okay. Thanks. Take care of yourself, Jackson.
Congrats.
Man. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson Coyle here on the Rich Eisen Show. There he goes.
It's exciting. Go. This kid's such a baller.
Yeah.
Giving off like young Spieth vibes. Just the trajectory and the hope and the thought. Like this guy, you know, multiple majors coming in his future. It's future's bright, man. The tour's in great shape. I love it.
It's awesome. And then again, the way that he swings.
Violent.
Whenever I swing and invariably don't connect properly, they're like, that's too fast.
Yeah.
You swung too fast. Your tempo was off. His follow through, that's the way I think I'm probably hitting it.
Perfect.
He's unreal.
Middle. He's unreal.
He's unreal. I wanted to help him out. He can't sit here and say, I didn't get back to a whole bunch of people's texts after he just spends a minute saying, I'm sitting in my room. It's lonely.
I had time to go fishing.
But no, in all seriousness, though, the rookie season in the NFL for a lot of players is tough for various reasons. One is because it's longer than a college football season, or it used to be. Two, it's the spare time.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how many times he was running off to class in Auburn.
No, but you're on a team. It's a team event. But there's team concepts to it, so you're always constantly around your team.
Around a team,
yeah.
Right? Well, but you're still around a team in the NFL, but when it's quitting time, it's like, now what?
Well, guys go home to their families.
But if you're 21, 22, 23, and you don't have a family yet,
right.
Now what do you do? And the idle time can sometimes mess with people.
Yep.
I got to get that Wyndham. Did I ever get you that Wyndham Clark photo? Me with him?
Man, I heard some of the stories off camera.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, it's that one. Here, let me tell this story real quick.
Do it.
Yeah. I won.
That is amazing.
I won skins at a golf gathering on Long Island back in May. All right? And I'm not good, okay? As you know. All right?
I did watch some of the American Century.
My golf nickname could be T-88. Okay?
You're part of the 88 club.
Part of the 88 club.
Yeah, we mentioned that, right?
All right. So I get some candy, okay? I get some candy.
Yeah.
And I wound up winning not one, but two skins.
Wow.
That's But that's like five Benjamins that's there. And I'm like sitting next to Wyndham Clark at dinner.
Did you know he was going to be at dinner? Or
no, I did not know he was going to be at dinner. Okay. He was on the golf course, just hanging out.
And you were near the open venue this year, right?
And it was right down the street from Shinnecock.
Yeah.
And I think he was in town. He was in town to play Shinnecock.
Yeah.
But here we are at the Hills, an outstanding establishment. What's up, Melvin? Out there on Long Island. And I'm winning cash money.
Okay.
And the rest of the guys at the table, no, this is not right. So I stood up and I'm like, speaking as the other person here at the table who knows what it's like to win money through playing golf well. Wyndham Clark laughs. I sit down. That's the photograph. And then, you know what happens?
He wins the U.S. Open.
You keep forgetting. He didn't just win the U.S. Open. Didn't he play in the Arnold Palmer that next weekend?
Yeah.
No, it was in Texas. It was in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Because he said he was flying to Texas next. Then what happened? Because this was on a Saturday. Tell me what happened two Sundays after this Saturday, Chris.
Yeah, he wins.
What did he win?
What's
the name of the tournament again?
He wins the CJ Cup Byron Nelson.
Yeah, he won the Byron Nelson.
Yeah. And then a month later, wins the U.S. Open.
Yeah. And everyone's wondering, what happened to Wyndham Clark? This is what happened to him. So, dude, if Jackson Coivin wins this week.
Oh, man.
I found my talented golfer.
Just
talking to winners and turning winners
back
into
to back.
More,
yeah, that's what I mean. Back
turning
to
winners
back
into bigger
21.
Winners. That's what I do.
That's what you did for me.
What did I do for you?
I was already a winner, and then you made me a bigger winner.
But outside of golf.
I mean.
I see what you're saying.
No, I can putt, so.
I'm sorry. I'm focused on golf right now. Everyone at the table is like, really? Rich is getting two skins worth in that envelope? Oh, yeah.
All right, I want to show my ignorance here, but I don't know what the skin. I know
okay, so
skins are.
If you have the best score on the hole, okay, yeah, like if you birdie and everyone else pars, you win the hole in a skin.
Oh, that okay,
right?
That I get.
And so this tournament was not only if you won, you know, your hole for you and your teammate, but it was actually a winner on the whole tournament large. Like nobody else birdied the hole with the candy. Or birdied the hole with the candy and an eagle, then you win that money.
Yeah.
So I not only won the hole for me and my teammate once, but that was a winner tournament wide on that hole twice.
Okay. Well, I get it.
See what I'm saying? It's in there. I'm saying the two things. It's in there. And you're welcome, Wyndham, and potentially in advance, Jackson.
The eyes and rub.
Yes, in the bump. All right. Now we're done. On this subject matter, we still got half a show to go. All right.
That had to feel amazing, man.
What? Getting that money?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not a ton of cash, but
I appreciate
the scenario.
No, I thought I'm glad you meant me. I thought you were meaning Jackson. Gusto takes so much off your plate quickly and seamlessly when you're running a small business because they know it's not just doing the job. You're also hiring. You're a hiring manager. You're the payroll department. You're the benefits team, usually all before lunch. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. All in one, remote friendly, incredibly easy to use. You can pay, hire, onboard, support your team from anywhere. Unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. You could also save time with some great built-in automated tools, offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. It's quick and simple to switch to Gusto on top of all of that. Just transfer your existing data to get up and running fast. Plus, don't pay a cent until you run your first payroll. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll, gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Everybody, my power rankings of the best running backs in the league coming up in your calls as well.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
And on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at linkedin.com/Eisen. Everybody. That was fun with Jackson Coivin.
That was.
Imagine being 21 and you're able to stare down Scottie Scheffler on a golf course. I can't. I mean, the amount of focus and talent that that requires, it is truly mind-boggling. It really is. Yep. Pretty wild. The guts, too, on top of it. Almost as gutty as saying, you know what, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come up with a power rankings of the best running backs in the league, knowing it can get aggregated and picked apart.
I would count on that, actually.
I don't think you're afraid, though, Rich.
It's a Wednesday, which means it's power rankings time, everybody. Yeah. And it's time for my power rankings of Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an Audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an Audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast Funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Top NFL running backs presented by SoFi. Hit it, hit it.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
All right, everybody. Presented by SoFi. Top 10 power ranked running backs in the National Football League. Number 10, I went back and forth on a lot of these. Okay. So I put him on the list out of respect.
Oh, respect.
Out of respect for what he did in the biggest game of his career and an NFL season. I'm putting Kenneth Walker the third here.
Okay.
Even though he barely ran for 1,000 yards last year. His total number of carries, 221, was 20th in running backs. Just 5 touchdowns. That's it. His all-purpose yards, 1,309. That's all. But when he gets the rock in his hands this year, I can't wait to see what the Chiefs are going to do with him. Are they going to just let him loose a little bit more? I hope he gets more than 221 carries.
I hope so as well.
Zach Charbonnet got 12 touchdowns on Seattle last year.
Yeah,
so his number of touchdowns, you got to go back and forth on,
right,
on what whether that's a metric or not. But the guy is physical. And the guy doesn't blink when the pressure's on. Chips are down. Number 9 on this list, just 1,065 rushing yards on 243 carries. And his all-purpose yardage, 1,415, cracked the top 10 for running backs on one of the worst offensive teams I've ever seen the Jets have. And that's saying a whole bunch of a lot.
Ooh.
Breece Hall is outstanding.
Interesting.
And... man, I would just love to see him in an offense where there's more than just one wide receiver option to take away from the back end of a defense to back guys off the line of scrimmage and a quarterback that can threaten it. That'd be great. That'd just be awesome. But his ground game and his game-breaking ability is significant. I'm putting him there. I'm just going to give him some respect and due respect, even though I'm disrespecting those who are being left off the list.
Mm.
Number 8 on the list is a home run hitter. This guy can hit the home run from any part of the field, and it's Devin Achane. I'm putting him here.
Okay.
He was top five in rushing yards, 1,350, is total touchdowns, 12, was 10th best for running backs. And he's sixth on the list of running backs of all-purpose yardage. I am concerned about his ability to do what he did again. In the same way that I just talked about the Jets offense last year, I think the Miami offense is going to be better than that. They should be. But I am concerned about whether Achane is going to have 15 targets on him and there's only 11 players on the other side of the field. I'm just going to put it out there. Number seven on the list is a guy who led the league in rushing yards. Might be a little too low for James Cook, but I'm putting him here.
Whoa.
Yeah, I am. I'm putting James Cook here. He had the third best carries. And his total touchdowns, you know, it's tough when you're vultured by your own quarterback on that phone.
That's true.
But his 14 total touchdowns tied for fifth. He was top five all-purpose yards. I just kind of need to see it again. That's all I'm saying. Kind of need to see it again.
He's been good.
I get it. Number six on the list is Derrick Henry. The diminisher is not in the top five of my list, even though I am proud to say I was the first one to talk about a Hall of Fame from this chair.
You were pretty early on that. Yep.
This was, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
And you guys were like, really? And
well,
like,
it was a little ahead of maybe the conversation should have been, but.
I think you were like first ballot. We were like, well.
You nailed it.
No, I said Hall of Fame. You even had a problem with that.
Well, I was like, it's a little early.
I got to review those tapes.
You should, because you were definitely part of his party on that.
You're in now. Yeah, you're right now.
He did have the second most rushing
yards. He was awesome
last year.
It was kind of surprising. He was awesome.
And he, I don't know. I mean, he's basically saying, who cares that I'm over 30?
Have you seen his workout videos?
307 carries. That's fourth most.
Yeah.
He was remarkable last year, but I just feel I put Jonathan Taylor five.
Okay.
You know, I put him fifth here.
Might be too low.
It might be too low. He led the league in rushing touchdowns, total touchdowns from a running back position, and 323 carries.
Yeah.
All-purpose third on that list, third on the rushing list. He was so dominant. I thought he was the MVP midway through, and then everything fell apart. And I'm not going to lay that at his feet.
A quarterback goes down.
That was the end of that.
Yeah.
Fourth on the list, just out of respect, even though last year was, out of everybody on this list that I just mentioned, from eight on up here, Saquon Barkley had a total drop-off last year. I don't know what the hell it was. Everybody in Philadelphia is wondering what's going on here. And this is a big season for Saquon, to be very honest with you. Because if he can return numerically to and also results-wise to 2 years ago, he's going to put himself on a Hall of Fame path. That's what he could do. Certainly, if he can come up with another offensive player of the year, MVP type conversation, championship run season for the Philadelphia Eagles, who have a roster to be able to do it. The receiver position is obviously a question mark. And the offensive line was the whole thing, the whole offense last year, it was just a whole big bowl of whose fault is it again. But Saquon's still Saquon. I'm going to put him fourth here. Number three on this list is Christian McCaffrey. And this is another big season for Christian McCaffrey. Certainly since now we're all wondering if the Niners are cursed again. I send my best to Kyle Shanahan as he's coming back from a pretty awful car accident. Ricky Pearsall, just in the commercial break before this segment, they're concerned about a PCL in his knee that's he's hurt before.
Got knee swelling.
Okay, Mike Evans, as we all know, it's been difficult for him to answer 17 bells. In a regular season. And Kittle's coming off of an injury. And yada and yada and yada. But this guy is as consistent when healthy as anybody I've seen at the position. And if he does it again, he is now 30. He's reached that age, that magical age. And Christian McCaffrey this year, if he does it again, he's on a Hall of Fame path. You could already see he already is. He could potentially like seal it. Don't forget, remember when this guy came out of Stanford? It's just like, oh, he's a piece of fine Tiffany. How's he going to run between the tackles?
Yeah.
He does it all.
Quit on his teammates.
He's so good. He could be the best receiver on the team, too. And I know Mike Evans is sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect, He's three, man. And the only reason why he's not top two is because of these two home run hitters and young Turks who are holding in right now. Jahmyr Gibbs is two. And I can't wait to see what he does. You know, his 259 carries last year was tied for 11th.
Yeah, he was splitting time.
That's it. He was T11 in carries for running backs. Mm-hmm. 18 total touchdowns, that's second. Top five all-purpose yards. But he was fifth on that list. By the way, McCaffrey was second on the all-purpose yards list last year. Second. And second in carries with 311 behind only Jonathan Taylor. My God, he's so good. I almost considered making him one. But Bijan Robinson is just stupid good. And in terms of, it's just been, I don't know, man. I go back and forth. Is it a damn shame that he doesn't get the ball enough? I mean, although, let's just put it this way. He was fifth in carries last year, 287 carries.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but
I want more.
I want more.
Yeah. I want more catches. 298
all-purpose yards. That led the National Football League. That's why he was a first-team All-Pro. And his touchdowns, just 11 total touchdowns. That's it, which is 13th best for running backs. That's it.
We need that up near 20.
I think it's coming, man. I think it's coming. I think Stefanski knows exactly who this kid is. And all the stuff about we got to work him in, we got to give him this, we got to give him that, I think that's out the window, man. Same thing with Gibbs. And those are my power rankings brought to you by SoFi. Get your money right. And I send my respectful apologies to Kyren Williams, who's on a lot of these lists in terms of carries and yards and all-purpose. I'm like, where do I slot him? I could have put him 8th, 9th, or 10th.
I actually like Chase Brown more than Kyren Williams.
I get you. Chase Brown was on a lot of these lists. Travis Etienne was on a lot of these lists. Josh Jacobs. But he, you know, I don't know. He can score touchdowns when healthy. He just kind of just disappears mid-game.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about Ashton Gentry and Omarion Hampton, who you know, I kind of expect and others do to really make a leap into that top 10 season.
But you have to. You wouldn't put anybody in this. Javonte Williams.
I literally was just waiting for a pause to say that, to do that.
Go for it.
Oh no, I was just saying 1,200 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns. I'm not saying he should be in the top 10, but he's a name that no one talks about.
If I'm putting James Cook at 7, saying I need to see it again, I got to see that again.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just pointing
before
out.
I'm like talking on this list of I need to win a game. Who am I giving the rock to?
I feel you.
I might actually have James Cook ahead of Derrick Henry, but
I don't know about
that. The fumbles last year, you know, kind of took him down a little bit. That's all. And James Cook more of a threat in the receiving game.
I think my only problem with your list is you said that McCaffrey might be a better receiver than Mike Evans, and that's just wild. Evans is one of those. I think he's
going to be.
I don't know if he's
Hall
first
famer.
Ballot.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
Why receivers don't get? First
he's a Hall of Famer. I that was
for that team.
All right, I'm sorry. That was more of a compliment to McCaffrey than a slight to Evans.
Yeah. I got you.
Could be. That's why I couched it. Again, I will just never forget watching McCaffrey at his combine. And the conversation about him coming into the combine was, can he hold up in his career? Because he's some, you know, slight Stanford Cardinal who's never been hit hard, right? He's a piece of Tiffany making his way to a Heisman Trophy list.
Can't run between the tackles.
That was one. And the other one is he a good teammate? Remember? Because he was one of the first to tap out on his bowl game.
Right.
Yeah.
By saying, I'm not getting hurt in the Sun Bowl. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to our friends in El Paso. Manny, what's up? You know, so that was a conversation.
It was.
And how stupid are both of those things sitting here right now as he's a 30-year-old running
very,
back? How
very,
dumb
very,
can you possibly very, get?
Very. How many varies?
Now, I understand there's always red flags, conversations, and nitpicking, and a lot of that could be I want him to drop. Like, if I'm Carolina, I'm talking about all those things to everybody. You don't want McCaffrey. You know, let him drop to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still that guy now. So I do remember at the combine too, watching him go through his workout. This is why I brought it up. His route running, he was the best. He was the best running routes
said that
at that
back
combine
when, yeah.
than anybody. Wide receiver group included. And I don't even know who I'm disrespecting. I don't know who the wide receivers were in that draft.
And I'm not disrespecting him because you look at his receiving stats. It's
stupid.
He's got three 300-catch seasons, 80-catch seasons.
And in the same way that Mike Evans is a red zone nightmare for defenses, 50-50 balls and the like, mm-hmm. Taking the hit across the middle as he's, you know, right in front of the goalposts and stuff like that. McCaffrey too, buddy.
He's tough.
McCaffrey coming out of the backfield in the red zone is a nightmare. And certainly since Kyle Shanahan can scheme it to his benefit too. Who are the receivers in that draft?
First round wide receivers were Corey Davis, went fifth overall to Tennessee. Mike Williams went seventh. John Ross went ninth.
Okay. I'm telling you, McCaffrey was that dude at the combine.
Zay Jones, Curtis Samuel. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
Cooper Kupp in the third round.
Less need, man. Cooper Kupp in the third round. All the other guys that people spent first-round draft choices on who aren't even in the league anymore.
Chris Godwin, third down. Third round was a good wide receiver.
Exactly. And he's healthy and one of those guys that the Bucs are going to have to count on this year in a way that maybe not before. He's the man with Ibuka.
Top of this draft, who goes number one? Myles Garrett, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. I mean, with all due respect, by the way, I just said everything about McCaffrey. But I'm
only to say he's going third in this draft.
He's the first one out.
Yeah, he might be.
In that regard.
Start bench.
TJ Watt.
Ugh. This was
famously said Garrett, over Watt for a Defensive Player of the Year award that has still left me excommunicated to this day. By
are we playing the results, Chris, or just but,
who goes number one?
But see,
I think it's got to be Mahomes.
Oh, it has to be.
It's got
to
be Mahomes.
But we didn't know Mahomes was going to be this guy, right?
I'm just saying we're looking back. It's been
this is all 2020.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, then yeah, Mahomes, Garrett. Whew. I mean, McCaffrey, then what? Or what, then McCaffrey?
But I do remember when Garrett came out, it's like, wait a minute. Haven't we taken somebody from this school first overall before, you know, Mario Williams over Reggie Bush, where it really didn't work out?
I think kinda, that wasn't that the was better
the,
move.
Kind of was the right
I think
move,
when you look back.
Who won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Who won a Super Bowl?
Reggie Bush wasn't Walter Payton.
Reggie Bush was not in the sidecar of that team, pal.
He was not Walter Payton.
He was an integral part.
Mario was a four-time Pro Bowl.
I understand that. But Myles Garrett is just getting started, man. Oof. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Rick Stroud talking about the Bucks coming up next hour.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen Show, get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Get great deals right now on our most popular models. You want an adventure-ready SUV? Of course you do. There's the Hyundai Santa Fe or the Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or the Tucson Hybrid. You want something bold and stylish, loaded with the latest tech? Of course you do. It's called the Elantra. Mm. You want to go all electric? Why not? Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9 is there for you there. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. All right, speaking of driving, got a story.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
It's not going to go well for me.
Uh-oh. For you?
This is a Susie story?
Yeah, because
we love
it. Driving in Maine,
okay,
right? Back to Boston.
Yep. Okay.
We just saw Tay and Coop in their camps.
Yep.
Awesome state, as you know.
Love that state.
Going right down I-95.
That's right.
You know, it's just a straight shot. Straight shot.
It is.
Straight shot. Susie's driving.
Okay.
We're splitting time.
It's not that far to Boston from Maine.
It's about 2.5.
Yeah, probably
no traffic. There was no traffic. It was perfect. It was great. You know, and we'd come up from the Hudson River Valley day before in New York. So that was a 5-hour drive. She did some. I did most. So she did most. I did some on the next day. Because that's what you do in a solid, healthy relationship.
That's what you do.
You're a tag team.
So
back again.
Not once. Not twice.
Uh-oh.
Not three times. Four times. The rent-a-car. Let Susie know. Maybe you want to pull over and get some caffeine. And she was wide awake the entire time.
With the car.
They thought the way that she was operating the vehicle.
she was sleepy.
She was sleepy. Weaving or.
Wait a second.
And every single time it went off, she goes, why? Why? Like what? Like she's arguing with the car.
So the car literally suggests a coffee break.
Oh, I'm guessing it's got the lane assist, right?
It's got something. And it's, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to get into too many of the details.
You know, my car don't have.
Oh, I know.
This is
car from the 80s.
Each one is just getting her more and more pissed off that this car
this is, great.
Is providing a real time referendum on her driving
style. Oh man.
Because she's not, I didn't notice. I wasn't sitting there saying like, wow, like something's up.
You're
like,
on your phone probably. No,
but each time when it went off and she got upset, I'm like, you want me to take over? You're right.
Oh, that didn't help.
You good?
Really?
So at some point she finally relented. And then I noticed for the last 40, 50 minutes of the ride.
No.
I'm like, suddenly the car's like, what happened to that weaving narcoleptic that was behind the wheel for the last 2 hours?
I'm just staring at my phone waiting for the text.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a text any second.
Weaving. Oh, she was just livid. What's the matter? Like, I'm fine. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's the only time you could actually tell her, stay in your lane.
Stay in
her lane. Oh, yes.
That would have been good.
But she was
staying in her lane, to be honest.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.